Hello and welcome to the Websuit and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Carl O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Indian e-commerce giants have called for industry regulation. Ramadan has caused an increase in online sales across the world and Facebook is testing the expansion of its group feature. E-commerce marketplaces like Flipkart, Amazon and Snapdeal have all signed a petition asking the Indian government to introduce an e-commerce regulator in the country. The petition was put together by All Indian Online Vendors Association and has been signed by its 2,000 online retail members. It's been assembled after it was claimed by the group that some marketplaces violate government rules and that because of this, legislation needs to be put in place to protect both sellers and buyers. The letter, which will be delivered directly to the Indian Prime Minister, says that the marketplaces are openly violating these rules and there is no enforcement from the government, adding that the businesses affected now require special tribunals to take up sellers' issues the way consumer courts, debt recovery and others do. The religious festival of Ramadan is having an impact on e-commerce behaviour in many global markets. Increases in online behaviour have been seen in various retail categories, with e-commerce and m-commerce seeing a total increase of spending of over 28% over the month-long festival. The founder of the online retailer Little Majlis says that this year consumers are looking for end-of-school-year leaving and farewell gifts, as well as shopping for the summer holidays, leading to a sales increase higher than usual. However, brick and mortar retailers have seen a hit over the same time period. Research analysts at Euromonitor International have commented that trips to shopping malls are becoming less frequent as online spend increases. Mark Zuckerberg has suggested that Facebook's next move will be to focus on the expansion of its groups feature. Zuckerberg said recently that he sees the feature as having the potential to be big enough to appear beside the main notifications, friend requests, and newsfeed areas of the Facebook app. He said that the expansion would help the social media platform become a place to connect more users with groups that will be a meaningful social infrastructure in our lives. The expansion is currently in a testing phase after a groups icon appeared at the bottom of the iOS app for some users. Some of the groups now available to these users include categories such as food and sport. Facebook has said that the aim of the test is to help people more easily navigate Facebook and find what is interesting to them. The Indian shopping company Paytm Mall is set to become a pure-play marketplace where sellers and logistic companies will be able to take control of their own activities. Sources from within the company have said that it will not be setting up any more of its own warehouses, but it will let sellers on the platform use their logistic plans as part of a plan to give users maximum benefit. Paytm's chief operations officer also said that the move would allow the company to focus on its strengths whilst innovating on multiple aspects of business and offering newer business opportunities for sellers as well. And finally, eMarketer has released the results of a study showing how much time adults in several major Asian countries are spending with digital media each day. India, Japan, and South Korea were studied for the report, and it was found that South Koreans spent the most time each day using digital media, with nearly 3.5 hours of their day spent using the format. However, in Japan and India, most time was spent watching television. These levels are expected to remain fairly steady in Japan. However, the use of digital in India is expected to grow by 14% in 2017. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos and more. See you next time.